Douglas. Uncle Doug.
Hey,
Tito
third
Doug.
Time's a charm.
Third time's a charm. Man, so they got the enhanced community quarantine. We've been all watching different Netflix shows. But, you know, Bloodsport isn't on Netflix. How'd you find it?
I used Apple TV.
Apple TV.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Hey, so it's on, like, the Apple streaming service itself?
Yeah, yeah. You can, like, rent it if you want.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So I had mine off of some website that's legal, I'm sure.
Did you get it from JoJo?
Hey,
somebody we don't know. We won't name. No names.
I don't click links from JoJo anymore.
Yeah, yeah. There's a big dick on it.
I don't know, man. Did you guys grow up, I mean, Jean-Claude Van Damme fans?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Especially like at that time, Bloodsport, Kickboxer. I think I was with him. I was riding with him all the way up to the Dennis Rodman movie. The double team. That's right. That's when I was like, all right, I'm done.
Now, do you guys remember a movie called No Retreat, No Surrender?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember.
You don't remember that?
I forgot.
It's the story of some kid. Like, he moves to Seattle or whatever. And his dad has a dojo. And I don't know, these Russians come in. It's a crazy story. But anyways, Bruce Lee ends up, the spirit of Bruce Lee,
wow,
ends up teaching this kid karate. And he takes on the Russians. And it's Jean-Claude Van Damme is a Russian.
Really?
Yeah. I saw that clip because it didn't even have lines.
No, didn't have lines.
Right? He didn't have lines.
He just kicks his dad, the kid's dad's ass. And
wore white tux.
Yeah. Yes, he was like wearing some white suit.
Yeah, white suit.
And
sorry.
Then he fights him in a ring. And then he's doing his famous splits on the ropes.
Is that his first like movie credit?
Actually, in my internet research, if you ever watch the movie Breakin', Turbo and Ozone, right, Doug? Must have been not a Filipino thing. But he's in the background on Venice Beach doing the splits in like a leotard or something like that in a breakdancing movie.
Wow. Yeah, I think how many times did they do the splits in Bloodsport? There's at least three scenes. There's at least three scenes. Four if you include the one when he punched the guy in the nuts. And then Jake, that's the best. Jake watched it with me. When he did the splits and punched him in the nuts, Jake was like, oh man, the guy didn't even have any underwear on.
the big sumo guy.
Yeah.
And then he looks at his hand.
With the crazy eyes. His crazy eyes.
Yeah. That was his thing, man. His thing was the splits, right?
Banana splits.
Yeah.
It's a different kind of splits also. Like he has like the front, like legs like on the sides.
Dude.
Like a gymnast.
Yeah. It's harder.
Well, he, you know, and I was trying to read some things about him and stuff. And, you know, they said he did like ballet and stuff like that. And I don't know. It's funny because, you know, the whole thing is when they promote the movie, right, Bloodsport, they say based on a true story.
Right. Another one.
Loosely based.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking like it's over the years, you know, of being a Jean-Claude Van Damme fan, this dude, the guy who he plays, right, Frank Dukes, like his name comes up a lot, and you just hear these stories of crazy martial arts guys like telling the world crazy stories about themselves, like they were secret agents and stuff like that. Did you guys read any of that stuff?
I did see some of this stuff on YouTube, like how he was a fraud.
it's funny. And then, like, I remember, like, back in that day, this is what, 1988, right? And I got a story about watching this movie, but we'll go into that a little bit later. Do you guys remember you watched it in the theater or you watched it on TV?
I watched it on VHS.
VHS.
Yeah, VHS, for for me also.
VHS for you. So neither of you guys watched it in the theater. So, Doug, do you think you watched it soon after it came out, 88? Or
probably like, pretty close, 88, 89. I might have been a little bit late on it. But, like, definitely I was in high school when we watched it, yeah.
What about you?
Probably later also. Like, yeah, because it's already, I think I watched it in the 90s.
So. Right, so it was it the first Jean-Claude Van Damme movie you saw?
Yes, I think so, yeah. Okay. That's the first
I don't know if it, that one or if Kickboxer.
Kickboxer, with the...
was the one I watched first.
Because that came right after it, and then so
I watched Kickboxer first, and then I watched Bloodsport.
Or maybe you just rented out all the Van Damme.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, well, that's Van possible.
Used to rent a lot of movies. Yeah. But I remember at that time, I was in like seventh grade because it was in 1988. I saw it in the theater. And it's a funny story, right? Claude Van Damme is, this thing comes out. I got a friend, an older friend, probably about 7 years older. And he's like, man, I just saw this movie Bloodsport. You got to check it out. And his main thing was, some dude gets his leg broken in it and his bone comes out, right? Oh. So I'm like, I'm in. I'm going to watch that, right?
So, hey, there's some special effects, man.
Listen, man. That was gross. Especially, I never saw nothing like that, right? But that was his whole selling point to me was this, you know, you got to check this movie out. You know, you got to get his leg broken, whatever. And so it's really cool, right? So,
yeah.
I called my buddies up, Mikey, you know, and I lived in a different town, and so we were going to meet up. And this is seventh grade, so you know how you meet your friends up in the mall, and, like, you know, you don't drive anywhere. You have someone drop you off. And so me and my buddy Mikey and Melvin.
Someone being your mom.
Yeah, right. Actually, probably was my sister, to be honest with you. She's 8 years older than me, you know, driving me around. But so we go over there, and then I'm like, shoot, it's rated R. So, I don't know, do they have ratings here?
Yeah, but it's not that. I mean...
Like, they won't let you buy the ticket, though, right? Yeah, yeah. So, we saw, like, a parent of one of our old classmates, and we just begged them to buy us tickets to get into the movie. So, they bought us 3 tickets. But we didn't know that very day there was a signing there. So check this out. We get out of the movie. Jean-Claude, this dude's there. I mean, we don't know who he is, but it's the guy from the movie. Yeah, put it on, right? So he goes out there, and it's him and the dude, his friend who's with him. It's just him, a lady, come find her on, right? And she was beautiful, man. And, you know, you're seven years, seventh grade, and you're like, damn, look at this woman. But it's the guy who got his leg broken.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was just them.
The Thai guy, the Muay Thai guy.
Yes, that guy went on later to be Tong Po. Right? Yeah. Like they shaved his head.
God forbid they actually hired a Thai guy.
Yeah. So
the first in Bloodsport, the Muay Thai fighter is like French or something.
Italian. Dude, we got to go into that later. Like, who are your favorite fighters, right?
Hussein. I like Hussein with the
tooth.
Yeah, and he was the one that looked Thai.
He's the one that looked Thai. Don't get ahead of him. Let's not go ahead. I got to get there. I'm going to interview you guys. But the thing was is that – so he – it's just – I think maybe there's one other, like, somebody from the mall. But it's just them three, right? And he's just ripping off, signing off of huge posters. I had this poster up for, like, several years in my room. Hey – I can say that he's my friend because he wrote friend on there.
Wow. Like, he's a small guy, right? He's pretty small.
Yeah,
like
he was a lot bigger than us, you know, at that time. But, like,
when we were seventh
he
grade.
Had, like...
Yeah, everyone seems big when you're small.
He was, he was a muscular dude. Like, you know, he was
Did
like,
he wear a muscle t-shirt?
No, actually, that's because I remember this. Like, there's two guys that I remember ever seeing in person that I was like, damn, those guys are huge. It was... When I was a kid, Van Damme, he was just wearing, like, a regular polo shirt, and, like, his arms were, like, coming out of his
polo shirt, right?
And then I saw Karl Malone in a game one time. Karl Malone is ridiculous.
Mailman.
Dude, I mean, like, such an imposing figure. And then one time I saw Charles Oakley, and, like, that was, I mean, I seen Shaq in person, but like Charles Oakley from the Knicks, man, he just looks like a dude that
listen, can mess you up.
Yeah, man. Like you're just like, I hope that guy's my friend. Like, you don't ever want to meet that guy on like the wrong end. Like, you know. But anyways, yeah, so that was my time that I first saw it
wow.
in the theater, but I actually met that guy, you know. And then, you know, I just, after that, we watched, again, like you said, Kickboxer and all those things. But the other thing was, do you guys know where his friend Jackson is from? Jojo, do you know where he's from? Doug.
Oh, on. Revenge of the Nerds, dude. Revenge of the Nerds. That's an ogre, man. Ogre.
So that...
Hey, did that come... Revenge of the Nerds come out before that or after?
Yes, because you knew him from that when you saw him.
Okay.
And he was young. He was young in Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a dumb character.
So wait, have you seen Revenge of the Nerds, Jojo?
No, I didn't. Watch.
Oh my god!
What?
I don't
watch. You gotta watch, dude. We gotta watch that. That should be the next movie.
Dude, listen.
I wanna watch it. Ogre.
I gotta tell you, man. That when I think of watching Revenge of the Nerds as a kid, like my parents didn't know I watched that movie. You know, I watched it at somebody's house or something like that. This was like the most like gratuitous nudity and all kinds. I mean, for a kid, you're like, whoa!
Who's in that?
There's no
the guy
real...
from ER.
The guy from
the
ER,
doctor from
Anthony
ER.
Edwards Goose.
Yeah.
From
But
you wouldn't it. Like none of these guys became super famous. I mean,
no. After
you know, Ted McGinley, you know, he
just ogre.
Yeah,
just ogre.
Ogre, right? So, anyways, when this guy shows up. He, you know, they have that training montage, right, in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they show all the guys of different styles. And
yeah, that's always my favorite part of these things. Hey, the training montage.
The UFC did the UFC 1 or 2 something. Like
didn't exist yet.
No, no, but they did the same like training montage before the. When I watch, I think I watched the second or the third UFC. They have like the training montage right off like the same as.
It's funny exactly. Because when you're a kid. And you watch this, at least for me, I don't know, were you already doing martial arts at the time, Doug, when you saw this movie?
No. I think I started when I was like in 91
okay.
already.
Yeah, what about you,
91,
George?
92. 92 is when I started. I was in martial arts 99, around that time.
I did like a little bit of karate when I was I think first grade or something. Does it count?
Yeah.
That's before Bloodsport.
Right. But I think like everyone was, by that age, at least around that age, you're already thinking, hey, this is a cool thing where you got other guys from different styles, right?
Yeah.
And they showed, the thing that cracks me, I was like, now, especially living in the Philippines, they show the guy get up there and jump on the tree and like cracking coconut. Yeah. How the hell can you crack those coconuts open with you? Like real coconuts, not just the
but
shell.
Some people will bite it.
Yeah,
they can bite that.
Were those coconuts or just pots? I don't know.
No,
those are like fake ass coconuts, man. They're
because when he hits it, the actual husk opens up, and that's why I was laughing. You know, but I mean that montage that opens up sets up that kind of cool thing that you're thinking. Hey, different styles against different styles. You got the Korean guy, the kung fu guys.
Oh, but that monkey style.
The monkey style.
What is that?
Yeah.
And then I don't know, is the guy the big
I think that
guy?
Was a little bit racist because it was a black guy.
I know, right? was it a sumo? He wasn't a sumo
the
guy.
The Japanese
right?
guy? Like, he's a sumo guy.
No, I don't know.
But he was like just in the country training. Like, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
But like,
I did it.
You know, anyways, but I don't know. I thought that was really cool. Then you talk about the UFC, and then that was kind of like the real one.
The real, And then it's like it's not as like glamorous as you think it is. Like this guy, they have to punch, and then you can see all those blocks and stuff. But in the real fight,
I mean, obviously, you know,
taken down. That's it.
We watch some of these movies, and especially like the action movies, they don't always hold up to the same kind of like thing that you see today, you know. But I remember watching it just as a kid and thinking this was such a cool movie.
Me too, man. Like that's what inspired you to like imagine yourself. Well, what if I get into a fight? Can do this?
Yeah,
and kick stuff.
Right.
But it's just funny.
Did you ever? So the other thing is, Forrest Whitaker's in this thing.
Oh, yeah. yeah. Crying Game.
So, my goodness.
I mean, he had been in other things before that, like as a young person and things. So he was a recognizable face. But, you know, then he goes on to be like a filmmaker, like a serious actor and stuff like that. It's kind of funny. Like, he's probably the only other, like...
That's the famous...
Super famous. Really, yeah.
I would think so, you know. Mm-hmm. But what was the whole premise of him being a kid, right? And then him trying to steal the sword?
That's the best scene. That's the best scene.
And then, and then there's no sword fighting whatsoever in the whole no thing.
Hey, but that's the that movie is where I heard the like Dim Mak.
Dim Mak.
Yeah, remember that? What is that? The Death Touch? What is that?
So I'll tell you a stupid story too, right?
Dim Mak,
right? Remember when the guy he goes, "What's a Dim Mak? What the
Death Touch?"
Right? And no, but when the guy says it, it looks and sounds like he says Death Touch, right? I'm like.
He probably
deaf?
Did his accent.
You mean like if you're can't deaf hear.
Or in like, depth?
Yeah, like so, dude, seriously, for a long time I was like, deaf? Why is it called the Deaf Touch? You know?
Right? No, heard about it. What is that?
But wasn't the Dim Mak legendary, like supposed to be like it kills you later
on? Yeah, later on. Like, that's what they said. Kill Bruce Lee. Like, I remember that. That's the rumor. Like, you get that and you die like later or something.
But isn't it funny?
Eventually, in the time.
Did you ever notice how, like, when they, after he does that, right? You got Chong Li, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was another guy that you remembered. Because I remembered him from Enter the Dragon.
Yeah.
Right?
Bolo,
right? But remember it after he does the death touch, he Bolo goes, or what's it? Chong Li's his name, right? Yeah. He goes, brick, not hit back.
Yeah,
right? Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, he just ripped off Bruce Lee.
Yeah, hey, he felt entitled. He was in the movie.
Yeah, right? So maybe that was how it was paying homage to Bruce
probably.
Lee. Because I was just like, dude, why did they... Didn't Bruce, they say that with the boards?
That guy's thick.
Bolo?
Dude.
Yeah, he's man. Huge. Like Jake, Jake was asking him.
They said he was like 50 years old.
He's got mitts.
Mitts?
Mitts.
Mitts.
Yeah, so Jake and I call him mitts.
He's huge. That guy's huge.
The other thing was... I thought it was pretty funny. Like, I don't know, like the whole, there's those, what are those favorite lines that you remember, like from the whole movie? I would say something like that.
No, only I remember is when he got blinded, his reaction was like, that's the best.
From the aspirin?
aspirin. When you get like when you're get sprayed by a calamansi in your eye, do that.
You want to put half a calamansi in the guy's thing?
Squirt in your eye.
Dude, they didn't see that. That's cheating, man. They didn't even see that. The ref.
Hey. The ring or the platform that they were fighting is so small. You just imagine, you're not gonna fall off of that thing. Like we have like 70 square meters
and
of bat space
running off and stuff.
When we're rolling, we can't even stay on it.
The other thing I saw when I was watching it again was his sensei.
Tenzo Tanaka.
Dude, that guy was in Temple of Doom.
Really?
Yeah.
Right in the beginning.
The cab driver. Or something. No, he was the one of.
He was like the bad guy who was like.
He poisoned. Yes, he poisoned. Yes. What's his name?
He poisoned.
Harrison Ford.
I didn't watch that.
Indy.
It's a. You never watched Indiana Jones?
Oh, he was there.
Yeah.
So in the beginning,
yeah, he's like, the guy. They did the first one, first part of the scene.
Yeah, he poisons Indiana Jones, and then they got to fight for the thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when the duel. The guy
from Benzo
Tanaka is Shidoshi. Yeah.
Shidoshi.
And then when I watched a YouTube video about that Frank Dukes. They said he got that from a Bond movie.
Yeah, it was the same name as a Bond movie guy. Right. So it was just so funny, like that guy,
Frank Dukes.
I guess back in the day they didn't have internet research, right?
Yeah. You have to hire a private detective or something.
So you could just make anything up about your life and like buy trophies.
There's no Google, dude.
Yeah, there's no Google.
No Google.
The other thing that was reminded me of my youth, though, so when the first time, aside from the training montage, right, you see Ogre, and he meets
Jackson, man.
Sorry, Jackson. Jackson.
He's one of his eyes like going to the side or something.
We're gonna talk about that thing. Yeah. But so the first time, do you remember the video game that he was playing with Frank Dukes?
Is that real?
Karate Champ, dude. I used to play that.
I didn't have that.
Yeah, I remember playing that. Oh my god, Karate Champ? No, that was only an arcade game.
Doug, did you play Karate Champ?
Yeah.
I thought it was like, I know it's not real.
No, man. That was like such a cool game when you were a kid. Yep. And dude, it was hard though. In the video, I wasn't very good at it.
I sucked at
it. In the arcade, but it came out on Nintendo. Dude, I used to kick ass on that thing in Nintendo, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. Dude, I was all over that thing, man. My cousins would get so sad. I'd do jump back kick every time, kick their ass, right? But it was so cool when you saw them play it, because like that was a game that you played too, and you were like, "Damn, Karate Champ!" And it had two
joysticks.
That's why it was so difficult, you know. But I thought that was funny. The other thing is Ogre's or Jackson, I don't even know, Donald Gibb, I think that's his name. He's probably the best actor in that whole thing, besides Forrest Whitaker, you know. And that's the funny thing about
him. No, because he's just like over the top.
What did he say? He said something, I don't know, man.
He's just super,
but
over the top. Bad acting, even the girl's bad acting.
The girl was bad acting. The girl, they probably could have got a. I don't think she ever did anything after that.
Yeah.
That girl.
I think mostly like old other similar types of low budget movies, you know. Like I remember seeing her around, you know, like but there's definitely low budget movies.
Doug, you watched this with Jake?
Yeah.
So what did he think about with the reporter and the wakes up with the reporter and the Frank Dude?
He was like, "Hey, well, first of all, he's like, "Hey, what's up with that underwear? Why is that underwear so tight?" He's like, "What's up with that underwear?" I tried to skip through that part.
And then
we didn't see his bare butt. And he was just like, he started laughing. He goes, "What's up with those, what's up with that underwear?"
And he didn't go, "Hey, did they just have a sleepover?"
No, he didn't.
And then she said, and the thing said, "It's not the first time I did the undercover." Oh, you do it all the time.
He's got the dim mock on his junk now.
So when you were, like I was saying before, the reason my buddy's big selling point on it to me was the guy gets his leg broken. And it was just so funny, right? Because I'm watching that scene again. And the guy's like already knocked out, right? Yeah. It's over. And he just holds him up there and he looks at the crowd and he kicks his leg in. I'm like, what a dick.
And then the special effects.
Oh, yeah. Man.
They put some like peanut butter on his leg or something.
You didn't like that?
That's just
so dumb.
That was
realistic.
It's so dumb.
But when you were watching that when you were young, like, I thought it was. I don't know, man. For me, I thought, wow, dude, that when he would fight, I thought it was amazing, man.
When the first time I watched it when I was young, that's what I was thinking. I was like, Van Damme is probably the best, like one of the best fighters.
Yeah,
something like that.
Dude, those kicks, like, I mean, That's hard to do, man.
The triple spinning back heel kick.
Yeah.
The face. Hey, for me, the best actor in the thing is the ref. See the ref?
Yeah.
Look for the ref. The referee is
I like the janitor. The janitor, yeah. The guy who cleaned up and took
the tooth. Oh, the tooth. He bites. He bites the thing. Yeah. Oh, man. The other thing, I remember thinking, like, that whole thing where the dude does the splits, right? So, like, remember right before the guy gets hit, punched in the nuts, dude, when he kicks him, and then the big guy grabs his leg and he starts dragging him.
Yeah,
and he's like dragging him in the splits, right? Yeah, that's like one of the third times, right, Doug, when he does the splits, right? But and then he gets up and he's like, ow, like, you know, he's like, he got like a groin pull or something, right?
Maybe that's real.
And I was like, damn, that would really hurt. But look, he's still fighting, man.
No, maybe from the, like, they're filming it and then the guy really pulled him and like, oh, shit. You know, he got his like groin pulled or something.
What is it about?
Cut.
And then he got into the final cut of the thing with his face.
But what is it about it when you're a kid that makes you want to believe? Like, you know, we used to always have these discussions like, do you think he could kick Mike Tyson's ass? Or like, you think Bruce Lee or Mike Tyson?
A kid,
or, and then some reason, like, you want to believe the guy in the movie.
Yeah.
You know, and somehow rationalize it in your head that like, no, that guy must be really good or something.
He
like,
can do that in the movie, probably could do that in real life.
Yeah, you're like, dude, Van Damme, he'll just kick you like this and there's no way you can do something like that. The only guy I never thought was good was Daniel LaRusso. Oh,
he kind of blew.
I kind of thought that
the
like,
body type? Are you body shaming?
No. I just thought like, remember in number two? In number two?
Yeah, he's looking like.
I was like, dude, there's no way he's kicking that Japanese guy's ass. There's no way. That guy's kicking his ass easy.
He's super unathletic.
Yeah,
like, I mean, if you're skinny but a little bit, you can like move a little bit. He's just not.
So, have you guys watched any of the Cobra Kai series?
I watched the first season and watched
just the first like three episodes.
Yeah, you can find it online.
Yeah, find it online.
But I mean, it's
the second season. I didn't watch it.
I really like it, man. I think it's done really well. I think it's it's
funny,
cool for like. Young kids now, like teenagers, and I think it's good for us to like
the nostalgia.
Yeah, and I mean,
you know,
and
for our generation.
I mean, to be honest with you, like it's the content in itself. I mean, it's better than the movies. Just like the stories they're telling and stuff like that. But you know, it's just the movies that like said it. Shit, it's definitely better than the Hillary Swank one.
Which one was it? Million about Karate Kid.
The next.
No, Million Dollar Baby was good.
No, Million Dollar Baby was good, but
the next Karate Kid.
They forgot.
Yeah,
that
the next Karate Kid was bad. Kid.
That's the. It's not. Doesn't count. But yeah. Doesn't count.
And then it's definitely better than the Jaden Smith.
Yeah, that was Kung Fu.
That was
Karate
Kid. But so what was your what's your favorite scene? Anyone?
Nutshot.
Blinded eyes.
Yeah, blinded eyes with a facial expression. That's because I do that all the time.
You do that all the time, and then he goes into remember when I grabbed the fish.
Yeah,
I can still beat him. I can still beat him. And then remember, I thought it was so smart. Like I thought he was like the smartest guy when he didn't kick the ref's ass. And then Chong Li shoves the ref.
Yeah, and then he tried to.
Yeah, and then he puts it behind him and stuff like that. I was like, "Damn, Frank Dukes, smart."
It just amazes me how those guys stay on the mats.
He's so small.
Just imagine how can you stand on the mat? And it's like a incline.
What was the name of the guy that was their handler?
He's funny also.
The little,
is he? No, I don't know.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, and he goes, "Oh, I got you two American guys," and then Frank Dukes with his accent, Jean Claude,
he's like, "He ain't an American."
Whatever. Brussels,
that
the muscles
guy was,
from Brussels.
That the funny thing was too is that guy looked like a guy we knew, and so everybody that was the other funny thing in our group. I'm like, "Yo, that's Rudy, bro. That's Rudy."
like the handler.
The handler. He looked like a Filipino guy we knew. So, but the thing was, I remember that they did a really good job with Bolo and like Chong Li.
Yeah.
Because he really made you like, dude, that guy's yeah. tough, dude, that guy's crazy. Hey, man.
The trick is minimal lines.
Minimal lines.
Yeah.
Don't let him speak.
You break my record. That's now a, I break yeah. you.
A lot of facial expressions and moving of the chest.
Dude, I don't think that was his real voice.
Yeah.
I think he's got like a high
no,
voice.
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
High voice.
You break my record.
Hey, you guys. Hey, you guys.
Break you. Break, not hit my back.
That would have been so funny.
Hey,
the biggest guy.
You're making fun of Mike Tyson. What's wrong with you? Come on, man.
He was, the whole time he was just flexing. He was only flexing. His lines were flexing.
Oh, yeah. So he does, I mean, does he do the nipple thing in the peck thing in
yeah.
Yeah. The Dragon?
Yeah. I
think so. Enter the Dragon yeah. too, right?
I so, think it did.
Hey, that's been his thing for yeah. years.
Yeah. Now Terry Crews.
Yeah.
Terry Crews but beat his
he,
ass.
You know,
and
he took it to another level.
Yeah.
You know, that guy started the game.
Yeah.
But what's this... I just remember that he was like 50 years old when he did that. He was
really?
Young when he did Enter the wow. Dragon.
He's 50 years old. He's jacked.
I just thought it was so cool. And so what the thing I was watching at, it was funny because I was thinking to myself, you know, is this like Pride Rules or something like that, man?
Yeah.
Because if you watch that, I remember no matter how many times I watched this, like when I was a kid, like yeah. I watched it so many times, right? But every time that Jackson would fight Chong Li, and then he's like, he stops beating, and he does the double hand right on top yeah. of his head, right? And then he turns to the crowd, and he's like, Jackson, I'm like, no matter how many times I watch it, just fight him. Why didn't? What are you doing? So and so, dude, listen, I documented this
oh
the other day, right?
Goodness.
So after he does that, Jackson, yeah. right? Dude, Chong Li comes with the greatest sequence of strikes ever known to man. All right. So he goes, he goes throat strike. The guy, he grabs his throat. He kicks him in the balls. He goes down. He kicks him in the head. And when he's on the ground, he stomps him on his balls again. Kicks him in his head. And then he does the jump stomp on the head. I was like, there's like
and he survived.
And he survived. and the thing that was so funny is...
Wait, I gotta...
Joe is out. He's taking a break.
No. Sharp.
Oh man, forget that guy. So he does that jump stomp. So what, that's like a Vanderlei Silva.
The double,
what do you call
Silva.
It?
Shogun. He did that to Rampage.
Yeah, Shogun. Man. So like, I was thinking, man, dude, this is like worse than Pride Rules. And like, dude, there's no downed opponent in this thing, right? Even when the guy's knocked out, the ref doesn't stop him. He goes and he freaking, you know. Snaps his neck, got killings.
He did the neck snap. Yeah. No, what killed the guy? I like the referee's reaction. He touched up and he looks at him with the face.
Oh my god,
that's the face. That's why he's the best actor in the movie.
The thing was, is it was so funny because I mean, you look, it's funny looking back, you're just a kid, but I was like, dude, this was awesome. Like, they had all these styles. A guy got killed. A guy got, like, you know, like, his leg broken.
The Muay Thai guy is, I don't know.
Paco. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Who's your favorite fighter, non-Van Damme, in this whole thing? Doug, you first.
I don't know. It might have to be the, I'm not sure. Maybe the what do you call it? The monkey style.
Monkey style
guy.
Yeah, that's he. Wait, what,
other
he
than, other than Van Damme and
yeah, just that big guy.
Yeah. No, other than Van Damme and Jackson and Bolo. If we take those off the table, probably monkey guy.
The monkey guy went far in the
yeah.
In the quarters.
Yeah, he went. Yeah, you can see a lot of random like kung fu guys. Like, yeah. But they're jacked. I mean, those are probably real fighters.
There was a cool little kung fu fight because they was all doing the moves and doing those little like.
Yeah, they're two kung fu.
Yeah,
guys.
Yeah. Those are probably real fighters aside like from. Yeah, because those guys look like they can. The movement that they were doing were like good.
I like. Who do you like?
My expert of food. No, I mean. Because it's not over the top. The other guys is just it's a character.
Oh, hey, the guy. Remember there was the black guy with the crazy hair, and he's like,
oh yeah, yeah.
Like, he points at him like an African dude.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Dude, and then he just knocks him out. Hey,
Israel Adesanya, man.
What a racist.
What do you mean?
No, Israel got knocked out by the Belgian Brussels, the muscles
oh
from Brussels.
Oh my goodness! There's some funny characters.
That thing.
Hussein.
Hussein.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Hussein was probably my favorite one.
He right. Remember that's because he saves her, right? He saves the girl.
Yeah.
Hussein. But I like that guy Paco, man. Like, because he tricked Jean-Claude. He's the first guy in the ship thing that hits him.
Yeah,
because like Jean-Claude's killing everybody, and then like he's like, "Come on, put your things up, put your hands up." And then when he does it, he tricks him and he cuts him in the face.
And then they kick each other in the
He's like, "Come on, you
kick each other in the ribs."
Yeah, I'm like, dude, that's dude, we'll do that. Man.
And then you know what the best part in that movie? When I watched it,
the reporter.
No, when you watch the whole thing, after they fight, they sit on a bleacher. No warm ups, no locker room.
It's at SM Cebu.
Just imagine you're in a fight. After you fight, then you just sit on the bench, just watch, and then you do it again. No warm ups, no nothing. It's super realistic.
I mean,
put me in, coach.
Put me in, ready. Coach. And then remember the other thing I remembered all the time is right before Jackson fights Chong Li, he's like, "Hey man, hit him in the stomach. Chong Li's weak in the gut. He's weak in the gut." And the guy's like, "Hey, don't worry about it, man." And in my mind, when he's getting his ass kicked, I'm like, "See, should listen, dude."
Hey, Van Damme didn't even did the body that much.
Dude, man. No, dude, remember? And then that's when the guy put the pill on him because he was kicking his ass.
Yeah,
I remember.
Yeah, he did a death touch to the...
Yeah, the death touch. He did the death touch on the big guy's tummy.
And then he didn't do it.
And then later on,
that's the dim
crap his pants.
That's the dim mop and got him. Got him.
I dim mop my pants.
When I die... Like years from now, I hope Jordan's gonna go. It was that one omoplata that I did back in 2008. It doesn't get you right away, but it'll get you
eventually.
Jojo's form of the death touch is the oil check.
The oil check. You never recover from
that. The jiu-jitsu death touch.
You'll never recover from that mentally.
What's this?
Huddled up in the corner of the shower.
Well. Did you ever now was this a movie that your friends
come here,
enjoyed too, or did you, or was it just like did your friends was it like one of those cult things where you guys always talked about it or like did crazy lines from it or anything like that over there, Doug?
We weren't like reciting lines or anything, but we're we thought it was awesome and we would watch it multiple times. Like,
if it's on, you gotta watch it.
So
this starts what for me through the 90s was I think probably until like you said like that double team with
how about Universal Soldier.
Yeah, man, I there's up until that probably double team there's probably not one movie I didn't see of his.
Yeah,
Cyborg it came out first, right?
Street Fighter, but one that probably the most
Street Fighter was pretty bad.
The most quotable Van Damme movie for me though is what's the Muay Thai one? Kickboxer. Do we say that? Yeah. Like we would always say that stuff all the time,
Hey, where are we going
same
today?
Here.
What's in here, Cotton Club?
The dancing? You copy the dancing?
Yeah, I'm good. And he shakes his ass. Right?
Oh, that's. And then can you rock that pants with the?
No, how about when that guy Dennis Alexio's in there and he's like, he was kicking one of these things. Yeah, but can he move like me? The guy's fat and dribbles all over. Like, no, he can't move like you, you know? But,
Tong Po.
Yeah, Tong Po.
We don't want
Miley.
Goodness.
But that was, I mean, I watched, you know, you know what I really like, I think, is his best movie for me. And you guys can weigh in on this. I think Time Cop overall was just, it was good. A good movie. Yeah. There were other good actors in the movie. And I thought it was cool.
Did he
effects. And
did he produce a lot of his movies or no?
I don't know. I think, you know, I'm not sure, but that's
I think later on he did because he was a big name already.
Like Seagal and those guys, they produced all the movies.
He was a box office star, man. Like, he was a big star at that time.
And a lot of these movies didn't have big budgets. Like, he would make a movie. I think this movie did like $50 million and they made it for 1.5.
Yeah.
So I think he was able to do that. Do you guys? What's your favorite Van Damme movie of all time?
I like it's a lot, but I mean those two: the Kickboxer and then Bloodsport.
Yeah, definitely the Kickboxer and Bloodsport. Those two are the
ones. Yeah, the early ones. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I would.
Just imagine him in a drama. He would be great.
But you think about that time in the 90s, that's like anybody who did martial arts that was halfway good looking made a movie.
Right. Right.
American Ninja.
yeah.
Watched a lot of Chuck Norris.
I know.
I did later.
But and I
Walker
missing in action.
No, like by the time like
I didn't watch that. I never got into that.
Like there's this movie called Forced Vengeance and like Code of Silence. Like, dude, Chuck Norris was like kicking people's ass. Like it was like
jeans.
And it looked like, I mean, to me like this like was theatrical and cinematic, like the way like this dude kicks him. But I remember when I would watch Chuck Norris, not in the Walker days, but like
Delta Force.
In those, not even Delta Force, because he had guns
Delta
and
Force
stuff.
Was good. Yeah.
Like, but when he was just you know, like whatever, a cop or whatever it was, dude, he was like kicking people's asses. There's one where he
I wasn't into the Chuck Norris. I didn't. I was. Because they came out like in the same like era. I mean, Chuck Norris is way longer.
I mean, the ones that I like of Chuck were those like 80s movies. The ones that like the 90s with like
it's not
with a dog or something like that. Like, I'm really interested in those movies, but
Like, you're talking like the Missing in Action.
Yeah, like that's when Missing in Action is when he started doing like with guns,
the military.
Stuff. Like Missing in Action was good. And then, like, number two.
But it competes with Rambo, Commando, and those.
Yeah.
You remember, like, those movies, like Lone Wolf McQuade, like those old movies, like, those were cool, man. Those were cool movies. And,
but then, how did we get to all those Chuck Norris memes? You know, like, that was funny. I don't know how that
happened. Because the Walker, by that time, when he would just became such a legend, and, like, it was like he wasn't that good anymore, but he would always whip people's asses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because of that, it's like a sniping.
Now,
Chuck Norris got bit by a rattlesnake. 10 minutes later, the rattlesnake.
No, the one that I just saw that I thought was so funny was when Chuck Norris left for college, he told his dad, "You're the man of the house now." what do you, you know, we grew up watching all of these things, Schwarzenegger, these dudes, and, you know, Bruce Willis and all that. You know, did you guys like it when the Expendables and stuff came out?
No. I
mean, it was all right. I mean, it was like, you know, it wasn't going to be,
I don't want to ruin,
you know, it's going to win any Oscars.
I don't
want
to ruin my,
but it was,
ruin my,
it was okay.
My, what do you call this? I just imagined them in those days.
Like, that they're slower or something, you don't want to see them like that, you know? But, I mean,
not in their prime.
I thought one was good. I gave him number two. But, like, once they hit three with, like, Ronda Rousey and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was horrible. Really bad. Yeah.
But, I mean,
The first one was pretty decent. Like, I mean, you know, it is what it is. You know, it was a crappy action movie. They don't make them like that anymore.
Yeah.
You know, that it's all, you know, so it was kind of a throwback, you know. So it was kind of, it was a fun hour and a half or whatever, hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah, and I think those are the things that I didn't require. I mean, you could go do a matinee movie, and I didn't require these movies to be that great back then, you know.
You weren't going in there with high expectations. You were just like, hey, I was entertained for a couple hours.
Absolutely, you know.
Good to go.
And but, you know, nowadays, here we are in, like, it's like the John Wick times.
Yeah.
You know, so you got with the – so UFC comes after this. Like JoJo said, I mean, to me – they probably capitalized on a lot of us who grew up watching or who just watched previous few years before a movie like this, you know, where they're bringing all styles together and it's like, it's full contact.
That's why it's genius of the Orion Gracie. That's where he started. He kind of like copied Bloodsport.
Yeah. I mean, like 100%, you know, and like who's the best, you know? And I think that was cool. And now, obviously, you know, we do jiu-jitsu and, you know, with the part of mixed martial arts, UFC is as real as it gets and things like that. So now you are starting to see, like, Muay Thai that is not kickboxer, but Muay Thai, jiu-jitsu, guns, Filipino martial arts, like knives and things like that, you know, Indonesian martial arts. Being all put together in stuff like John Wick.
Yeah.
And then you see the John Wick, not ripoffs, but like, you know, they do Atomic Blonde or they do some of these other things. And now that whole, that now this is the new action movie.
Yeah.
And it's not about a martial artist coming into acting. It's them taking these actors and training them for like 6 months.
Yeah. And training for real.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. With martial artists and then putting them in there. And so that, I mean, I don't think, does it exist still, this, like, bring in a martial artist and put him in a movie?
Yeah, they do. Like, they do that.
Ronda Rousey,
well, I
guess.
I mean, in a way that
GSP was in,
you know, something. Like, Van Damme became a real star.
No, they do that, like,
yeah.
Remember there's like a Filipino movie with Vince Soberano. He directed it. He wrote it.
No, but that's what I'm saying though. Is that like
he's a martial artist? I mean,
right? But I mean, he didn't become like a big. You know what I'm saying? Like a big star. I mean, people can do it.
Yeah.
But I think the thing is moving towards getting a star already, like a Matt Damon or something like that.
And then training him.
I think it's the way that they've also developed their filming style. Because if you look at when you said Matt Damon, his Bourne movies, like the way that it's always cutting, you know, like he's beginning to throw the punch. They cut angles so many different times. So you don't really see how good his technique is or how, you know what I mean? It masks a lot of it. So it makes it look much better.
And then they train a specific move over that scene.
Yeah.
They train that move over and over. That's all they train. They don't train the whole art.
They're trying to.
Yeah.
I mean, it was different. Fighting was different back then as far as what. And I think people nowadays with things like UFC, they still want this fantasy, but they also want a little bit of reality, like where you're like, you can't just jump kick that guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, and that's just, I think, the evolution. But I do think they are putting these martial arts guys in it. It's not in America anymore.
Yeah.
If you look at, I just watched this Korean movie called Revenger. Several lines, the old dude, but he's jacked.
No.
He's like a balding dude, but he goes in there, this old cop, and dude, watch it. It's on Netflix right now. It's called Revenger. I think it's a year old. It's crazy, martial arts stuff, you know? But that guy's probably a martial artist.
No, because I think they learned a lesson that if you put like a martial artist, like as a lead act, they can't act.
Well, there's these guys. Have you seen the Wu Assassins?
Yeah.
It's the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Now he's breaking into all these other things, you know? So, I mean, I don't know. We got to wrap this up because
Is it the main guy? The main guy from Wu
Assassins? I think so. Like he's in a ton of these action movies that are foreign, but, you know, he's starting to break in.
Yeah, I thought the Wu Assassin was okay.
I mean, again, that's if you don't expect a lot from it, it's a little fun ride. Yeah. You know? But
You got the chick from Vikings.
Yeah, and DaCosta. DaCostas?
Mark DaCostas. Yeah. I don't know what it's
I'm sorry for messing your name up, Mark. But yeah, man, I think it was a good – I think for me, I will always – no matter how corny it seems, I'll always have that little soft spot for Jean-Claude Van Damme. You know,
because you're his friend.
Because he wrote friend. I think he meant to write friends, but he left the S off. And I was like, that sounds weird. Friend? And so.
Your friend.
Yeah.
No, I think it's normal. That's normal vernacular.
Anyways. But yeah, man.
What up, friend?
You know. Thoughts, sir?
Just watch it.
If you haven't seen Bloodsport,
watch it.
Watch it.
Kickboxer also.
Yeah, get out from underneath your rock.
Your rock. Kickboxer. So I'm ready to show my kid Bloodsport. Not ready to show him kickboxer yet.
Yeah, I don't think the kickboxer is a little too much.
I think I'm getting close to showing him Ferris Bueller's Day Off too. So you know.
Yeah, I think that one's okay.
Anyways,
most of the John Hughes movies are okay. I think for the older ones. Yeah, like
they're gonna show
like
him Uncle Buck.
Like,
they'll like Uncle Judah. Buck.
Yeah, oh yeah, we watched that. We watched Uncle Buck.
Yeah. All right, man. You're at Nature's Village right now, Doug.
Yeah. I'm just checking things out, and then maybe have good internet here.
Well, hopefully this is our first time recording remote. Hopefully it works out. Hopefully everybody enjoyed.
Got the plus record.
Our logo, our poster for this is pretty good.
Oh, yeah, you got to check out our poster. I'll put it up on this video so you guys can check it out. Yeah, man. Hey, check out the movie. BC Papas out.
We're out. Later.
If you want to follow BC Papas Podcast on social media, we have a brand new Instagram account called BC Papas. You can also follow BC Marshall and see what's happening in Bacolod City. Find out about where the good coffee spots are, where the good dessert spots are, and what we're doing to teach leadership through Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. The BC Papas Podcast is also brought to you by the Nothing to Lose Foundation. Inspiring our leaders of the next generation. If you'd like to volunteer with the Nothing to Lose Foundation and know more about what we're doing here in the Philippines and in the United States, look at our website at n2lfoundation.com. You can also find us on Facebook at n2lfoundation and Instagram at n2lfoundation.